王，
比如说，
anybody here?
Okay, we are two lines at the bottom. On Zav Samak Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that the Chachamim told Reb Tzadok, and again, we're learning the Rashi's pshat. There might be different pshat. There are different pshat in the Rishonim, and I have no idea how Rabbeinu Artsko learns. So therefore, I always try to stress the fact that we're learning the Rashi's pshat. It's not like I'm bringing my own pshat. It's the Rashi's pshat. And he said that the Chachamim answered Reb Tzadok that the reason you can't compare Kavod Yahav Eim to Kavod Hamakom is because Im Kain Ein Nedarim. If not, there would not be Nedarim. Zakta Gemar, my Ein Nedarim. What does that mean? Why won't there be Nedarim? Amar Abaya, Im Kain Ein Nedarim Nedarim Yafa. And the way that's explained is that Nedarim would not be Mutter Yafa, meaning everybody would say that they would never have dared made a Neder Kenegah Kavod Hamakom, the way we explained it in the Mishnah. Rava Amar, Rava says, Im Kain Ein Nedarim Nisholim L'Chacham. Rava says, the pshat is, everybody can do it himself, but he won't come to a Rav. You come to a Rav because you're not sure what Pesach works. The Torah says, you can't be Matar Neder by yourself. That's what the Torah said. But if you have a Neder, a Pesach that works for everybody, and for any Neder, imagine, if every Neder you make, you can tell the guy, did you know the Rabbanish that would be upset? Right, and that would be an automatic Pesach. That means people will say, what do I need a rabbi for? I can do this myself. Because they view the rabbi as a treasure trove of psachim. He knows how to get out of the Nedarim. So I don't know, and I go to the rabbi, and the best, and they know how to get out of the Nedarim. But if there's a Pesach that's an all-cure Pesach, it's the chicken soup of the Nedarim. So then, everybody will be Matar Neder himself. And we can have a Pesach that works like that. Zakta Gemara, period. Zakta Rash. Ein Nedarim Nisholim L'Chacham. The Psicha that B'Kavod Hamakom Shaycha B'Chol HaNedarim. That applies to all Nedarim. The Yivikos Ulai B'Kavod Hamakom, if Besim would use it, Kishyidr Pamachas, when he makes his first Neder. Lo Yavar L'Chacham La'atroloi. He'll never come to the Chacham. Yivtach Zan Pesach Li'atzmai. Now, meaning, the guy will say, oh, I forgot about Kavod Hamakom again. Again, I forgot about Kavod Hamakom. But I can use this Pesach myself. Right, because you would think that the second time around, he would remember that he's not supposed to make the Dara for Kavod Hamakom, but obviously he doesn't. Then he reminds himself, that's what Bezin did last time. I don't have to go to Bezin. I know the antidote. I have the antidote to the Dara, Kavod Hamakom. So therefore, El Yiftach HaPesach L'Atzmai. And he won't know that the Hataras Nedarim cannot be done by him. It has to be done by others. Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer when he made a neder about his father. The neder affected his parents. There he won't lie. He made a neder that affected his parents. So obviously, Kavod Avavim might not be the first thing on his mind. And therefore, when we ask him, he won't lie. Because a guy like that is the kind of guy that doesn't always care about Kavod Avavim. The raya is he made the neder. So Bishleima, Labaya, Dharmim, Kane, Nedarim, Tarm, Yafa. According to Abaya, that says we're afraid he'll lie. That was Abaya's answer. Right? Rabbi didn't say we're afraid he'll lie. Rabbi didn't say we're worried he'll lie about Kavod Hamakom. Rabbi said, we're afraid he'll use it himself. But we're not quite sure that the guy would lie. So according to Abai, I can understand a neder that doesn't affect his parents, and a neder that does affect his parents. A neder that doesn't affect his parents, he would lie and say, I never thought about my parents. And a neder that does affect his parents, he wouldn't lie, the raya as he made this neder. Right? Hachikiva de ichtzivle or ichtzivle. He was a mechutziv already. He already was a tachus. He already said a neder that affected his parents. El l'rava damim kain ein nedarim nisholim yafa l'chacham hacham ay paischem. So why over here can we use it? What difference does it make it affect his parents or not? It's that he'll use it on his own. So at every neder that affects his parents, he'll use kavod other than imai. Because, again, he's found out the key that will remove some of his nedarim. He won't go to the Rav. And for the Gemara, no. Even the Kol Nidra, the Sagamah, the Lav Kol HaMokam, Nami Paisam. It won't. Because by kavod HaMokam, it's a cure-all. Since it's a cure-all, he'll use it himself. By kavod other than imai, it's only certain nedarim. It's only the nedarim that affect his parents. So this man, who's obviously a regular on the nedarim, knows that he has to go to the rabbi. So for this one case, when it comes up once in a while, he won't say, I don't have to go to the rabbi, because he's accustomed that for the nedarim you go to the rabbi. Dr. Rush. Bishlam alabai adamim kenein nedarim tam yafa v'ayinu nami tamid l'chachamim b'kavad avivimai. That's what the chachamim hold by parents. Hachanami kivin da'aktsav v'aktsav. What does the Gaza Tiyunim say? Hacha, he takes out the word Nami. Kivin the Haktsav Ayaktsav, Kivin Shehiktsav Panav Lahadir, Ava Vimai. He banned his parents from something. Gamkin Bishas HaTara Nami, Melech HaRata Gemura, Yaktsav Panav Yoyimar Shloim and Yechav Shvut Gaitam. He won't lie and say, unless he really retracts the netter, I'm sorry I ever did it. I would never have done it. Right? Unless that, the hope, see again, this is the Rosh Hashanah. Let me stress it because it's going to come up. The purpose of Pesach is to make the guy have a charata. It's to find a reason that he would have never made it. So it's like coming in and say, I regret I ever made it. But it's stronger than that because there's a reason you're regretting it. Had you known, you wouldn't have made it. So Pesach is really charata plus. It creates a situation where the guy said, had I thought about that, I would have never made the netter. That's saying, I regret I made the netter, and I have a definitive reason of why I regret to make the netter. A regular harata, the guy just comes in and says, I'm sorry I ever did it. He doesn't have a reason that had he known at the time, he wouldn't have made it. A Pesach is stronger. He's saying, I regret I ever made it because I didn't think of that.
What do you need it for?
It's my question, the harata itself works in the Pesach. We had it back in the third parak. So Mamad Yama said, everybody agrees that Pesach is a better way to do it. So now, the question is, right, so if a guy is audacious enough to ban his parents, he's not going to lie and say if he thought about his parents, he wouldn't have made it. You did. You did think about your parents. You banned them. Right? So therefore, unless you say, I regret I ever did it, period, without a Pesach, you wouldn't lie. This wouldn't persuade you. You can't say, had I thought about my parents, I wouldn't have made it when you made a netter against your parents. So therefore, if he says, I regret the whole thing, fine. And if he doesn't say it, he's not going to lie and say, I didn't think about my parents. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid. But according to Rava, he'll find out that's a good Pesach, and he'll use it on his own. We don't use it for any other nedarim except the ones that affect his parents. Like Asi Lamiti, he won't make the mistake. Because he doesn't differentiate nedarim. According to Rabbi, we're not chayshed him a lying. Even if he made a neder of his parents, but if we tell him, you know what you just did? Your father's mavuzin shul. He wouldn't lie. He would tell you the truth. And I know that I wouldn't make the neder. Queen Tabaya, come on. You made the netter against your parents. Don't tell me you're worried about your father being Mavuzin Shul. But according to Rava, he's saying, yes, he would be worried about his father being Mavuzin Shul. He might didn't want his father to have pleasure from him. He didn't want it. But that's personal between my dad. I don't want the whole shul to talk about it. I got it. But Rava, but we don't want to use it as an excuse. So then he'll do it himself. In this case, since it only affects a certain part of Nedarim, we're not afraid that he'll use it because to him, he's going to the rabbi for all the Dorim. Whereas Kavod HaMokom works for everything. Therefore, Rava says, we trust him that he didn't think about Kavod HaMokom, and had he would not. It's not a question of trust. It's not a question of lying. It's a question of he'll use it himself. That's the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava. Something about Abaye. V'ayid Amar Rav Eliezer Paischem Ben Eilad. We open up an editor, we use a Pesach, about something that was not common to happen, that happened. Mishnah's examples is that he asked his friend, and then all of his friend is marrying off his 15-year-old son. Never dreamt that this would be the gaya for another 3 years, and he only made the netter for a year, and now his friend's making a chasana. Or, another case in the Mishnah was, the guy became a Talmid Chacham. I need him now. He's the Rav of the city. I never dreamt he would be the Rav. I mean, he was one out of 45 candidates, and he became the Rav. So that's Nailad. It's not a predictable thing. Things predictable are not called Nailad, because the guy, it was there at the time. It hadn't happened yet, but it was predictably going to happen. Therefore, that's not called Nailad. What's called Nailad is something that's unpredictable to have happened, and then it happened. Can that be used to remove a netter or not? That's the Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. Frank the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. Zok Trashi. The time of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, and every time the Gemara says that, that means, in Lashon Kodesh, this is called Svara Chitzayna. The logical would have been not to use Nailad. Whenever we ask, what is this Mandiyama's reason, that means that's the one that's bothering you. You would have logically gone the other way. In Lashon Kodesh, we call it the Svara Chitzayna. The outside thought, before you start delving into the sugya, what would your logic say? The logic would say, don't be paisach b'nailad. And Rav Darash is going to explain why that's the logic. Because if not, the Gemara would have said, my time is Rabbanon. Right? We always ask on the one we have tabu understanding. Which is the one that's more difficult to understand? Rabbi Eliezer or the Rabbanon? Rabbi Eliezer said you can, and Rabbi Rabbanon said you can't. So we're going to ask you, what's the reason of the one we have more difficulty understanding? So the Rashi is going to explain to you why we have more difficulty understanding him. Why are you more happy with the Rabbanon than you are with Rabbi Eliezer? You should have said, my time at the Rabbanon. Why are you asking my time at Rabbi Eliezer? So the Rashi, the Midstaber Tamai at the Rabbanon, they make more sense. The Psichas Noilu B'Hav Charata Mi'Kara. Charata doesn't mean I regret it now. Charata means I regret I ever made it. You don't regret you ever made it. You just didn't think that he was going to become the President of the United States or that he was going to become marry off his son. Is that true? You're happy you made the netter. You just didn't realize that this is what would happen later. That's not a charata miyikara. So then I'm going to make a lot of sense. Even if you use charata, charata has to be I regret I ever made it. Not that I've changed my mind now. If I was happy for the first week of the netter, and then all of a sudden something happened that changed my mind, that's not a charat to me, kara. So therefore, the Gemara is not bothered with Rabbanon. They make a lot of sense. Therefore, the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. But this is a big insight in the Rush, that the Rush is teaching you about Kol HaTaira Kulo, whole shas. Whenever the Gemara says, my time of one Mandi Amar, that means we have an easier time understanding the other Mandi Amar. And then once you say the reason of the first Mandi Amar, then you have to go back to the second Mandi Amar and say, so why didn't he accept that reasoning? Right? That's how it always works. You start with the more difficult one to understand. You explain him. Then you say, oh, so then why does the other Mandi Amar argue? This is the Derech HaShas. Doctor, you have a question?
One of the possibilities in this is why my time is really over. Because if he
But the Rush does not that way. That's why I stressed it here, because the Rush goes out of his way to explain why your Rabbanon make more sense. That means he's not learning your way. I'm not saying your Pshat would be wrong, but if the Rush doesn't say it, why should I say it?
My hobby is being wrong.
No, I'm just saying it might be a valid way of learning, it could be there are times in Shas that is the reason. But I'm saying the Rush is telling me here at least. Right, exactly.
As you said, there are.
Exactly.
So, Marshall, a appearance embarrassment is something predictable?
100%. 100%.
That's not a nightlet, even though it happens later, but it's predictable.
You can predict that a guy that's son makes the darm in the show, somebody's going to walk over to him, or you're going to hear people talking in the corner, or Chas V'Shalom, but they'll talk to the corner, you hear this guy makes the darm. I mean, let's not pick Nadarim today because nobody makes Nadarim. But let's say somebody's son, Rahman al-Islam, does something egregious. Right? And then the whispers start. It's pretty predictable. I mean, it shouldn't be predictable because we don't read Lashon Hara Chas V'Shalom and nobody talks about other people. And so it wouldn't be. But in reality, unfortunately, this is what happens. You know, Rav Huttner's word, I always say it over to the Gevaldig Yisrael. A secret needs to tell one person at a time. That's what Rav Huttner said. Such a Yisrael. There are no secrets.
Can you use this as a Pesach?
That's the Machlokes. Can you use Nailat as a Pesach? No, because again, the whole purpose of Pesach, and this is what I tried to point out before, is to show that you have charata from the beginning. Had you known that, you would not have made the neder. But it's not true. You would have made the neder because you didn't think it would happen. In your thought process, you weren't missing a fact because what you were missing didn't exist yet and wasn't predictable. That's what Rabbanu hold. You can only use a Pesach. I miss a fact. Had I had that fact, I have charata I ever made the neder. That's what Pesach does. That's what I was trying to say before. Pesach brings a charata, right? I made a neder, and I didn't realize that my wife promised the guy something else. It already existed. My wife had promised the person that I would deliver supper, and I got angry at the guy, and I said, he can't have an offer from me. Had I known my wife promised the guy, I wouldn't have made the neder. That's, I was missing a fact, and therefore I have charata that I ever made it. That's not nailut. That's predictable because it happened already. It was a fact that existed on the ground.
It was already.
Better than predictable. The chiddush in the Rishayim is that something predictable is like it happened already. But something that's not predictable did not happen. Yes?
I mean, we all know that anything done by three people is defined as public. You bring a footnote, I bring pirates. There's something known as the pirate's rule. It's that two people can keep a secret as long as one of them is dead.
Like to give my advice. My time in Reblet, Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, Damakra, Timesu Kol Anashim. Okay, now this is going to need an explanation, and the Rush does a wonderful job. What happened was Yisrael made a neder to Yisrael. I'm sorry. Moshe made a neder to Yisrael that he would not leave Midian without his permission. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matur his neder. He said to Moshe, you can go back to Mitzrayim. Ki meisu kol anashim amavakshim esnafshecha. That was neilah. It was not predictable when Moshe made the neder that his enemies would be gone. That those who wanted to kill him will be gone. So therefore, obviously, the Rabbi Shalom used a nylon to be matur his neder. Now, the Rabbi Shalom knew, but that doesn't mean Moshe knew, and he made the neder. Now, the problem here is, Moshe didn't make the neder, supposedly, anything to do with the people of Mitzrayim. He made it because Yisrael, his father-in-law, made him swear that you won't leave town unless you get my permission. What does that got to do with Kimeisu Kol Anashim Avakshim Esnafshecha? How is that a Pesach? Let's say you're Pesach B'Nailat. Again, has nothing to do with the Red. There is Zabda Rosh. And this only the Rosh can say, not Yitzchak Margaret. Kimesu Kol Anashim, Moshe Nadar L'Shevaz B'Midjan, Loi Lashav L'Mitzrayim. Moshe said he won't go back. Possibly HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pesach, Shema Yideya Shemesu Seinav, Loi Havi Nader. Dr. Rosh, V'Yav Abish Nadar Yitzchak Chomov, it was a son-in-law, father-in-law Nader. Nothing to do with Mikol Malkim Iker Haneder Haya. Shem the Lava Kilo Hir Mishon Lashem the Mitzrayim and they sign off. He only made this neder to Yisrael because in his mind he ain't going back to Mitzrayim anyway because of his enemies. Had he not had enemies in Mitzrayim, he would have never promised Yisrael never to leave. That's what the Rosh is telling me. Now, would I have been able to say that? No, but the Rosh is allowed to say these things. That's why he's the Rosh, and I'm not. That's one of the reasons.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, why does Moshe need a Pesach, and why does God need a Pesach when it's Moshe and God? Why does God is talking to Moshe? Why would God have to wait for a Pesach? What are we talking about here?
Why
would a neder be binding between man and God?
Because the Rabbi Shalom didn't want Moshe to violate the halacha of the Torah. If the Rabbi Nishlam tells them to go, that means it meets all the legalities of the Torah. Now, let me explain. If the Rabbi Nishlam wanted him to, he could have said, violate your netter. I'm telling you, violate your netter. Like many times in history we found that the Rabbi Nishlam told Nevi'im to do things that are not like the Torah. That's, the Rabbi Nishlam can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and he can command that, and you're right. He could have told Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to Mitzrayim and forget about your father-in-law. You're not obligated, I absolve you. And as you point out, the Rabbi Nishlam can do that. However, in this case, the fact that the Rabbi Nishlam told him a reason that he didn't have to, he could just said, go back to Mitzrayim. Why did he add the line, because your enemies are dead? And if they're not dead, Hashem can tell him to go back anyway.
Why can't we just say there is no nether when it comes to directives from God? It's not even we need that. It's nothing. It never was. Once there's a directive.
I'm not disagreeing with you. There can be a directive, and there is no nether in place of the directive. But then the Rabbi Nishlam just told him, go back. Why did he add the line, for your enemies are dead? What was the purpose of the addition of that line? So Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Nishlam was telling
him, I'm sorry.
The legal way. We don't have to, but we're going to go the legal way.
I mean, there was other explanations. There was other things that God said to Moshe here that didn't sound like they had anything to do with the netter. I can't speak. They're not going to listen to me, et cetera, et cetera. There was a whole banter going back and forth here.
You're 100%
of
right.
God trying to come.
You're 100% right, except you're not answering why the Rabbi Nishlam told over your enemies died.
Because that was, if I was playing devil's advocate, that's because that was one of the many issues that Moshe had on his mind. Why should I go if I'm going to be killed? Why should I go if I can't speak? Why should I go if, et cetera, et cetera?
100% right. That could be shot in the pasuk that Moshe must have hinted that he's afraid to go back. And Hashem said, you have nothing to be afraid of. That is true. The reason, the Mefarshim point that out. But they say that if you notice where the pasuk wrote this, it was after Moshe agreed to go. There was a whole conversation between him and Hashem, and he finally agreed to go. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go back to Mitzrayim, for they died. He didn't say that during the give and take. He did not say that during the give and take. In the give and take, he says a whole bunch of reasons, and this would have been another reason. But this is said after Moshe agrees. Then Hashem says, Ayayim Hashem HaMoshe, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim HaKim, Meisukol HaRashim HaBakshim HaSnafshecha. So the placement of this is why the Mepharshim say the Gemara felt that there wasn't another reason to answer Moshe. But you're right. The Pasuk shot that would have made a perfect sense had the Pasuk been during the give and take.
Thank you.
Yes. It's good I thought of a Farshim this year on this. Let's say that. If not, I wouldn't have remembered it. Yes. It's always good to learn something over the Chumash, so I should remember things. Yes.
It would seem also possible that there is a special aspect to the Dorum. Because you see that, first of all, intrinsically, the Dorum are a creation which is separate from the Rabbanishol, so it may be binding on them. That's one of the reasons we do a Torah and Dorum prior to the Yom Kippurim. But the other thing is, we see in one of the more magnificently incomprehensible explanations that the Rabbanishol himself was bound by a netter and could not act, Kaviyoko could not act otherwise.
Again, you're bringing up a point, but, you know, without getting involved, I believe your Bajram does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and is not bound by anything. And we'll leave it at that, because I'm not getting into the Kabbalistic thing about the Kaddish Baruch Hu making the netter.
You explained to me exactly how he was incorporated unwillingly into dominion and forced to do other than he
played. Again. I'd rather not get involved in those things now. This is not the time for this discussion. You're right. The Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shua not to take us out of Galus, and we have to be Matzah Shua. And that's why we say Kol Nidre. I've read it without understanding a word that I'm reading about. I read it also. It's printed in my master. I got it. But at the end of the day, I'm Imam and Bamun Shlema. The Rabbi Shlema can do Asa V'Aisa V'Yasas Kalam Asim. He can do everything. And it's very dangerous to play around the limitations of the Rabbi Shlema. So I am not going there. We'll leave it at that and we'll talk about it at a different time.
It's actually a very simple concept. So the explanation to say on that is that the only thing that you have the power to create.
Okay, doctor, I really don't want to go there.
Sure.
I understand. Okay, we'll leave it there, yes.
Where did we
get
the shot that Yisrael made
motion? By Yael Maishel So I'm learning by Yael is a lesson of Allah.
No, I agree with that. Maybe
Moshe
on his own did it.
What?
When?
Right when he married
Tzipira. Oh, maybe he made that on his own.
That's why I learned to rush.
No.
So you're right. I would have said he made it on his own. Nothing to do with the enemies of Mitzrayim.
No, just on his own, meaning someone in this room
says... Before I get to that, I'm not really interested now in that Tara CD. Again, I want to find out, where do you see... What do you mean he made it on his own? Of course he made the letter on his own.
We're learning Peshad is that Yisrael told him, you better swear not to take that leave without...
Correct. Why would he make his letter? Why would he make his shua?
Oh, you want to hear?
No, I don't want to hear, because I'll say that Yisrael made him. So why am I hearing something now because I'll...
I'm saying, is there machlokas in that?
No, not that I know of. Why am I making up something that doesn't exist?
No, I'm just trying to know where...
What it says.
He had mind because of...
That's what the Raj is talking about. See, without the Raj, we would have a big problem. That's why I said, that's why the Raj can say this and I can't. Yes, it says, Yvayashem Maisha Yasser Chaisnay. Vayayim Ha'echuna V'shuva Lacha El Mitzrayim. That was before Hashem told him to go back. After Hashem told him to go back. Why did he go back to Israel? Why did he just leave? So that we'll talk about later. Yeah, he went back to Israel. After Hashem was matter his letter, he went back to Israel and said, I'm going back. And Israel gave him his blessing. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. Maybe he did. You know what I mean? You can write your art school, your we'll call it different name. And
yes, we're.
I know, but I can't help it. What am I supposed to do? I have a gemara. Something in my writer. You know, that's why it's easier to learn gemara to bring sukkim and vayikra. I don't have to worry about your pratim there yet. You still have to shmeis. If the Gemara Prime was talking from Bamidbar, Devarim, or Vayikra, you wouldn't have your own shot. Vayter. Look, the Gemara Vayter. Rabbanan Maitamayu. What's Rabbanan's response? Sabri Hanami Maitzi? They didn't die. Nassim Rabbi Yehuda didn't die. They were the ones that wanted to kill Maitcha, and they didn't die. Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Rabbi Shim Bichoy, Kamban Kamishim Nitzim Benitzavim. Whenever the Torah uses the word nitzim, a lotion of argument, and it's something standing audaciously in front of Moshe, Einam El Dasa Babira. They were alive. They were the ones that left over from the Mun. They were the ones that were there by Kairach. They were around for a while. Elamer Shlokish, what Meisu means, Yor the Mifniseyam. They lost their money, and therefore they lost influence. Money is influence. No money, no influence. And therefore, that's what Hashem came into. And that's not Nailad. Unfortunately, it's pretty frequent for people to lose money. The Rush said, the Gemara seems to indicate that poverty for rich people is more frequent than death. The Rachmanim ask, everybody dies, not everybody becomes poor. That's the Kasha. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Poverty, unfortunately, is a predictable thing. It's a cycle. Death, unfortunately, happens, but it's not predictable. Zakhtarash, Kasavri, Hanumi Mesu. Did they die? Kamakam Shem and Nitzim and the Summit of the Savir Shem and Sinu by Machahitsu, by Das Kairach, Xiv Yatsu Nitzabim, by Das Kairach. Ikhshne Avravan Nitzim, by Das Aviram. When he found the two people fighting, it was Das Aviram. They met Moshe, they complained that Perry made the life miserable. They didn't die. Rish Lakish said, they were poor. They couldn't hurt him. Nobody would listen to them. Aneas is not Nailin, it's more frequent. Yes, doctor.
That a person can go bankrupt several times during his life,
and
he dies once.
Could be. I'll take that. Zadik my writer. I'm a
Rebbe Shulman Levi. And Joseph Avirov, because they were poor,
could no longer bother Moshe Rabbeinu. The king wouldn't listen to them.
We saw Moshe kill someone.
Again, life is that poor people don't get listened to, no matter what they say. I'm Rabbi Zulman Levy. We saw Trump hide papers that he wasn't supposed to hide. How far is that going to get you today? I'm Rabbi Zulman Levy. Call Adam Zayin Leibanim Chashav Kameis. Any person who has no children, Nachman of the Slan, it's considered like a mace. Shemar, Chavu Leibanim, if I am mace, I'm Rashi. Bechel said, if I don't have children, I'm like dead. No continuity. Netanya. There are four that are considered like dead people. Ani's chashuv kameis. No influence, no social standing. That makes a person like a mace. No meaning, he has no opportunity to. He's limited in his opportunity to accomplish. Mitzaira, who's totally ostracized in the machna. He lives alone. Nobody can come within his four amas. Everybody has to stay away from him. Totally not involved in society. Suma, Rachman al-Islam, somebody who's blind, therefore cannot fend for himself, cannot take care of himself. And we bring rayas. This is the raya from Dasa Vavira. Mitzayra dechsev anasi kemeitz. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam. He said, she shouldn't be like a mace. Mitzuma dechsev b'machshakim ha'shivani. She put me in the darkness. Kemeitz ha'yolam. Like the people that die in this world. So he learns the reason we know they weren't Mitzrayim is because that would not have impeded their influence with Parai. Money talks. One can be a Mitzrayim and still money talks. They wouldn't be in the Machna if they were Mitzrayim. The fact that they were in the Machna seems to say they weren't Mitzrayim. They referred if you would poke out our eyes. That means they obviously had eyes that see. And Banim Lahayulahem, they said, Hey Mubneyim, says they sank with their children. Interesting that this is what the Rush says, that the proof that they had children was because of the fact that it says Hey Mubneya. The Ran on Daf Zayin of Beis says the proof they had children is because it would not have turned, it wouldn't have changed their influence with Parei. Parei didn't care. They had children. If they're rich, money talks.
By the time they were in the Midbar, yeah. Does the Rush say they were poor?
What?
Does the Rush say they were poor? No.
He was saying they were poor in Mitzrayim. That's all that counts. The Mark said they were poor. That's what they say. Why the Ran didn't say the Rush is fat?
Oh, that's
why didn't the Rush say Ran say because it says Hey Mubnayim because maybe they had kids afterwards. Exactly.
What does that mean? That Mitzrayim was
Shulchan Minamacha. They would have been sent that to society even before the halacha of Mitzrayim being Shulchan Minamacha. People sent Mitzrayim out because, as is pointed out by the Ramban and others. Taraz is very catchy. The Rebbeinu Shlom made Taraz extremely contagious. And therefore people, that's why lepers were put out of society. I don't know today, Shemachman al-Islam shouldn't have. That's not Taraz. Taraz is much different than leper, but it's the same idea. And they put him out of, and it was very contagious.
Yeah, but money talks, right?
It sure does.
But, but, But the point of it is that he wouldn't have been able to even would mean you mean you said even though it's contagious, Papar wouldn't have cared?
If the money talks, he would have listened, he would have gotten a message. Exactly. Tanya. Hamudu Hanam Khaberai A material loyal of the fun of. There's a bunch of reasons for this. Well, after he had a rush learns it. But if you make a netter that affects your friends, you cannot remove the netter only befun of. Now some loyal befun of means he actually has to be there. Some loyal befun of means he has to be aware that you removed the netter. Because there's two reasons brought down for this. Really three. One is that he's gonna be chayshed you arrive at a netter. You made a netter that you'll never give him pleasure. And then all of a sudden, the guy's getting pleasure from you. He says, the guy's violating his netter. So he has to be aware. According to that, he has to be aware. The other reason is, you should be embarrassed to remove it. But that only works if it was to his benefit. You made a netter to his benefit. You'll be embarrassed to remove it in front of him. So therefore, we bedavka make you, if you're not going to, you were benefiting him, now you're removing it, we want you to be embarrassed in front of the guy that you did it. Those are the reasons brought. We'll see how to rush, Lawrence. What's the raya? Not immediately. Amrav Nachman of Siv Ayoy Meshem Meishem Bemidyan Leich Shuv Mitzrayim He Meisuk LaAnashem Hashem Bemidyan. Now, why did he say Bemidyan? We know he was in Midyan. Why did the Torah have to tell me he's in Midyan? Amaloi Bemidyan Adarta Leich Bahatzin Adarach Bemidbar. Go and inform them that your netter has Hashem has removed your netter. Go back to Midyan because Meishem was by Har Sinai. When Hashem talked to him, he's not in Midyan. Go back to Midyan and inform them. Right, Moshe went with the sheep, came by Yavam Lecharekim Chareva, the snare, the whole story, all happened there. Hashem said, go back to Midyan. You made the netter in Midyan in front of Yisrael. Go back to Yisrael. That's why it said, "Dichsev vayayo Moshe, ein Allah l'shvua." He made a shvua. "Dichsev vayayo yitav yala." So therefore, go back to Midyan.
This is before Aaron told him to go back?
Before Aaron sent Sapphira back, that's when he came. That's when he arrived at Mitzrayim. He was already in the Maloin, he already did the Bris Milah, then Aaron sent him back.
Did Moshe go back when he...
No, he didn't. He sent his wife back.
With the kids?
Yeah, but he went back to Midyan before he left. He went to pick up his wife and kids. And he went to be Matan
Netter. This is not a Hanan Netter.
So let's see the rush. That's why we're learning the rush. First of all, it is not to Yisrael. Sure, he doesn't want his son allowed to live.
Moshe made an edder that...
He won't leave without Yisrael's permission.
That's like
for Yisrael. If you want your son allowed to live in town, it means you have a dog from your son allowed living in town.
Not in front of Yisrael.
He has to... So that's the Shaila. Did it have to be Matra? And Hashem can be Matra at any moment. It's Hashem being Matra, right? His peasant came along with him.
So what? He must have held fun of me.
Either he has to know. I said, let's do the rush. Amud Anam Chaveru Arab Pirish Arab Lezer Bimitz. So Lezer Bimitz says, Shenadol Adas Chaveru. Ein Matirin Lael Bifana Pirish Mi Daitai. So the Lezer Bimitz learns he has to be aware. My inchavon lefanav and lebi defanav inchavon l'adam ela befanav. I know me daitoy. Rabbi Lezer Mitz brings a raya. Chazal used the word fun of, not necessarily in front of him physically, but with his knowledge. Not allowed to be an agent for bad unless he doesn't have to be there. He has to know that I'm doing it for him. Be aware and agree. The kivin to ledait another since you're making your netta with his agreement. Ein lahacho me daitoy. Miu zokter blazim imitz, and this is going to be true. In material shalai b'fanav aviyatara, it's a wrong thing to do, but it works. Chazal don't want you being matanetter el b'fanav, but if you did it, it does not impede the effectiveness of the heter. Kedam michlina b'tzidkiyo, we'll see in a moment if we get there today. By tzidkiyo, shahayit tzadik gomer v'hitter nidroi shalai b'fnei nuvchanetzer. The Gemara is going to bring the story when Tzitzio made a netter that affected Nebuchadnezzar, and he had made the netter in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, and he made the Atara without Nebuchadnezzar being aware, and yet it was mutter. Right? So why did they do it by the case of Nebuchadnezzar? They did it because of the fear of the king. We're going to learn the story in a minute that they were matir his neder. They knew it was to be matir his neder, not in front of, but the king says the king can override. That was their cheshbon. They paid dearly for it, but that was their cheshbon. The listener that mudr hanor le mashma kaperuchai. Dr. Rush, I don't like that shot. Mashma shenader hanor mimenu befanov. But tzarech she yitiru le lechatchila befanov. I think it means actually in front of him. The farish time of Yishalmi, me'achshad me'abusha. The kiva the chaver yedei shenader emenu. Im lo yada k'moike ba'atara yachshidenu chemezalza benidrei. That would be one reason. He has to be aware he shouldn't be chayshid the guy for being mezalza benidrei. And the gam tzarech she is biased befan of ba'atara. We want a little bit of an embarrassment. Either an embarrassment that you're removing a benefit, or an embarrassment that you're admitting that you did wrong. It's much easier to do that in front of the person. It's embarrassing. Rabbi Lezman says you need the agreement of the person. That's how he learned. You don't need befanav, but you need daitai. And the rest says, I need befanav, but I don't need daitai. He doesn't have to agree, he just has to be there. But everybody agrees that if you didn't follow this, it still works. That's clear from the story of Tzidkio, that he did it, and it worked.
Not to give my advice. We had a little bit of this before, right? Remember that?
We had him a whole bunch of times, three or four times.
Usually what happens is the Rosh says pshat, they bring down
the... Yeah, here we brought Rabbi Lezman Mitzvah pshat. I have no idea why. You have to write the Rosh a letter and ask him. I don't know.
No, what I'm trying to say is
he brings down the only one that the
Rosh brings. By name.
Yeah,
definitely. He says Acherim, sometimes he says others, but he doesn't say names. I don't know, was it Rosh Talmud or Rav Lezman Mitz? I don't know. I have no idea. But he might have been a very big person. Like, you know, I mean, not, he might have been. He was a very big person. By the way, in his Chizkiah Rosh, he brings a lot of Rishayna. In Chidushiah Rosh, he seems to have so far in the Dharam only brought Perish Rosh, only Rav Lezman Mitz. In the other, in the Chizkiah Rosh, he brings Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and Rabbeinu Yaina. He brings a whole bunch of Rishayna all the time. So I took my writer. The Gamba Melech Nubuchadnezzar Marat, it says that Tzio personally rebelled against Nubuchadnezzar. Besides the fact that Klal Yisrael rebelled against the Babylonians, he personally rebelled against Nubuchadnezzar. Asher Yishbir Abilikim. He had made him swear in the name of Hashem. Nubuchadnezzar had made Tzio swear in the name of Hashem. And he rebelled by breaking that oath. By Meridu say, what was his rebellion? Tzidkio found the Chanetzer eating machloikus rishaynim, either a raw rabbit or a live rabbit. Some learn he ate a live rabbit, and some say he ate a raw rabbit. Either way, it was very unbecoming for a king to act like an animal that he was, the Chanetzer, right? Yeah, it's brought down, he brought it for me, but that doesn't make a difference. It still was very unbecoming. He did it to fortify himself in having Rachmanus, to take away his mercy. That's if you learned it was a live one. Okay. That means, yeah, if you learn it's a raw one, that doesn't fortify your Rachmanus. Eating a live animal to show I have no mercy on anything, that's to fortify his midas of Achzarius, if he needed to fortify it. It's like Rachmanus Litzlan telling a Hamas person to go eat live animals, so they shouldn't have mercy on people. Unfortunately, they didn't have to be taught. Viker. Amalai, so the Chanetzer tells Tzidkio, Ishtabali Dole Megalos Aluyei. Vilei Sepik Nosa. Don't swear to me, you'll never tell anybody, and you won't even tell people, I know something about the Chanetzer. That's a way of not revealing it, but revealing it. Oh, I just have a secret I can't tell. That's how the Mepharshim learned. Ishtabali. So he swore. I'm sorry. The Saif had become tzaddik to Tzio Begufe. Tzio had personal anguish. Why did I promise him that I won't say about him that animal? Why wouldn't I spread that people should know how terrible of a guy he is? He went to the Sanhedrin and he asked them to remove his netter. The Rush says they did it because they were afraid of him. Other Rishaitim say they did it because he couldn't serve Hashem. It was impeding his Avedis Hashem. He was so anguished. I can spread a thing about Nebuchadnezzar that will stop him in his tracks. At least he hoped it would stop him in his tracks. And here I am. I promised him not to do it. And therefore he's going around destroying the whole world. So Amar Shama B'Amar. And he started telling people. Shama Nebuchadnezzar the Kamavazalei. Nebuchadnezzar picked up the news. People were talking about him. Shama Gvaisi Sanhedrin Tzidkio. So he brought Sanhedrin and Tzidkio to him. You see what he did? Didn't he swear to me in the name of Hashem that he would never tell anybody? He removed the Shua. You're allowed to remove an oath? No, Kanata did not know that you can remove an oath. Yes. Either way you want to learn. Does the person have to agree? That's the Rabbi Elazar and Mrs. Shad. According to the Rush, do I have to be there? Or can you do it even without my presence?
Who asked that?
Nebuchadnezzar. He asked the Sanhedrin, who are Master the Netter. Are you allowed to do it without me there?
He cares.
He sure does. I'm really the fun of. So I'm really bad to my evidence. So what did you do? My time is late to lay the Tzidkio. Why didn't you tell Tzidkio that he's doing wrong by trying to be Master the Netter? Why didn't you inform him that you're not allowed to do it? Why'd you do it? Miyad, Yeshvu La'aretz Yidmu Zikdei Basiyan. They were put to the ground, and they kept quiet. The elders of Tzion, the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Malame, Tshom Tukar, Metapteyim. They took the pillows from under them. I think that's a nice way of saying that he killed them. But I'm not 100% sure. What does he say, Rabbeinu Artsko?
He forced them to stand on the ground.
Forced them to sit on the ground. I think it said, I saw somewhere, that at the end of the day, he killed them. But it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
It's a long thing. It's going to take an hour to read it.
I hope you can read faster than that.
No,
what does he say?
He honored them by putting my golden chairs. Then he determined that they acted wrongfully. He dishonored them and caused the casting to find them on the floor, putting them on the floor.
Okay.
He tried their hair, the tails of horses, and dragged them through the
street. Yeah, that's what about that. He killed them. At the end of the day, he killed them. Five will stop here. Everybody's having a wonderful day.